Day 5. Breakfast at the hotel. Short coach drive to the world-famous ancient city of Troy. Referred to in Homer's Iliad and Odyssey, Troy has in fact 9 cities superimposed one upon another. Troy 6 pertains to the famous Trojan War of Homer, where the legendary heroes such as Agamemnon, Achilles, Ulysses, and Nestor on the Greek side and Priamus, Hector, and Paris on the Trojan side. We will drive by Alexandria Troas, St. Paul preached here, and climb down to the little port on the shore to board the boat on his return journey to Jerusalem. Next we drive to the hauntingly beautiful Pergamum. Pergamum's place in religious history is largely because of the paragraph addressed to its Christian believers by St. John Indiana, the Book of Revelation, Revelation 2 verses 12 to 17. He characterized Pergamum as the place where Satan was enthroned. Revelation 2 verse 13. St. John saw a group he called the Nicolaitans as an additional threat to the believers. Who these people were is not clearly known. Revelation 2 verses 14 to 15. St. John condemned them for adultery and for eating food that had been sacrificed to pagan gods. St. John also promised a white stone and hidden manna to those who repented of their false beliefs and immoral behavior. Revelation 2 verses 16 to 17. Pergamum also houses the remains of the great altar of Zeus, the temple of Trajan, and the steepest theater building ever, overlooking the plains of Bergama. Another highlight of the Red Basilica, also called variously the Red Hall and Red Courtyard, is a monumental ruined temple in the ancient city of Pergamum, now Bergama, in western Turkey. The temple was built during the Roman Empire, probably in the time of Hadrian and possibly on his orders. It is one of the largest Roman structures still surviving in the ancient Greek world. We will check into our hotel in Kusadasi for dinner and overnight. Bergama Asclepian, Pergamon Asclepian. The Bergama Asclepius, Pergamum Asclepius, an ancient medical center honoring the Greek god of healing Asclepius, has existed since the 4th century BC when it was built in the ancient city of Pergamum, now Bergama. Built around a spring with waters that were believed to be sacred, the columns and walls still standing today once surrounded rooms for psychotherapy, massage, herbal remedies, baths, mud treatments, and dream interpretation. The Roman period brought the Asclepius its most notable patients, including emperors Marcus Aurelius and Hadrian. The influential physician Galen, who wrote about 500 works on medicine, practiced here in 2 AD. Enter the structure as health seekers once did through the sacred way, a path that connects to the Acropolis. In the first courtyard there is an altar featuring a serpent, the emblem of modern medicine, and other structures include a small theater, a library, and the circular domed temple of Asclepius. The Red Basilica of Pergamon. Archaeological excavations have begun focusing on the basement of the Red Basilica, one of the 7 churches in Bergama, which is on UNESCO's World Heritage List, and is one of the tallest surviving structures in Anatolia. The basilica is called the Red Courtyard by people because of its large courtyard and the whole structure being made up of red brick. The basilica, at 19 meters height, is considered a magnificent religious structure and is one of the tallest among the Roman-era structures in Anatolia. The basilica was built at the time of Emperor Hadrian in the 2nd century AD and is believed to have been dedicated to the Egyptian god Serapis and Isis. It was later extended with additional buildings and became a religious center for Christians. Dinner and overnight in Kusadasi.